Outline the basic framework are released. What I see are shell games, budget gimmicks that make the real cost of the so-called $1.75 trillion bill estimated to be that amount if the full time is run out.
So what this suggests is that it's going to take some time to get Joe Manchin's support for the larger bill. They're going to have to make changes. They're going to have to continue to negotiate. And how long will it take to understand its true impact on the economy? Because that's what Manchin wants to know. What impact will this have on inflation, on debt, and the like, and is not ready to go ahead and vote yes. So, Victor, the way this could play out is they finalize negotiations on the big bill. They vote in the House on both bills, and the infrastructure desk bill goes to the president's desk. He signs that into law, and then they still got to deal with Joe Manchin, and the question will be, can they get that across the finish line? And that's an answer we just don't have, a question we don't have an answer to just yet.
Yeah. That's going to be something to see. The president talked about it in his news conference earlier today. You'll hear clips from that coming up. Stick around. You think we're done? No. Kash Patel. He has been the subject of inquiries by the January 6th committee in the House, and may end up getting subpoenaed. Yeah, I know. It's just crazy what's going on. Kash Patel will join us, though. He's the former chief of staff to the Department of Defense. Scott Hammond will join us, state senator, a little bit later on. We got a busy, busy day today as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Hi, Las Vegas. My name is Sonia. You can call me Sid for short. Are you unhappy with your water? Tired of dry, itchy skin? Yuck, and smelly water. P.U. Not me, not a chance. My skin is soft and I drink lots of pure water. Thanks to my grandpa. He can help you too. He's giving away free water tests plus a free drinking water system. I trust my grandpa. You should too. Call Elite Water today. 800-807-PURE. That's 800-807-7873. Ask for Sid Steele. Hey, that's me. Thanks, Las Vegas.
Install extra homeowners only. Water test completed.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. The first major test of how voters feel about Joe Biden's presidency is unfolding in Virginia. The governor's race between Democrat Terry McAuliffe and Republican Glenn Youngkin is a close one. Youngkin's campaign says it's increasingly optimistic. McAuliffe says that he's equally upbeat, though anything less than a convincing victory is likely to be seen politically as big trouble for the president and his party. The GOP has a narrow edge in the generic congressional ballot heading into the 2022 midterms. That's according to a new Harvard Caps Harris Poll survey. Correspondent Bernie Bennett with details.
The poll comes as Republicans grow increasingly optimistic about their chance to take the House next November. GOP Conference Chair Lane Stefanik says candidates have already begun seizing on a sluggish economy and infatuation to bash their Democratic opponents.
We're just 9 months into Joe Biden's presidency, and 71% of Americans say this country is headed in the wrong direction.
Republican Whip Steve Scalise says President Biden is not very aware of how his policies cost the American people.
People that are tired of paying for all of Joe Biden's failures.
House Republicans held a news conference to address the issues. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at townhall.com, from the climate summit in Glasgow, Scotland, President Biden says the U.S. economy has problems, but there is hope ahead.
If you take a look at what economy is growing, the United States, it's growing. It has problems, mainly because of COVID and supply chain, but it's growing. We've created over 6 million jobs. We're leading the world in terms of the fastest growing economy.
On environmental issues, the president announced key steps to stop methane leaks and invest in infrastructure abroad to limit global warming. They're among the few major policies he can implement that don't require Congress to approve. Stocks finishing higher, the Dow up 139 points, the NASDAQ 53 in positive territory. More at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Third-generation lawyers Alex and Orlando DeCastroverde built DeCastroverde Law Group Personal Injury on a legacy of fighting and winning for their clients. If you've been hurt, they will stand by you every step of the way, like family, because family would never let you settle for less than you deserve. DeCastroverde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
I'm Fred Simon. I'm running for Nevada governor. I live in Douglas County, and I'm a physician, an MD, a practicing trauma surgeon. So yes, I recognize an emergency when I see it. And our state is in trouble. From COVID, economic problems, forced vaccine threats, mail-in ballot schemes, and a surge of illegal immigration, an invasion. And it's all been made worse by mindless politicians. Here we are in 2021. And we seem to be stuck with electing people that promise us one thing and then do the opposite. I'm a doctor. I have never been a politician. So I don't know how to make excuses and lie like the worst of that breed. Please help me become Nevada governor, and together we'll stop the insanity of a lawless Nevada. Learn more anytime and join me, Fred Simon, at simonforgovnv.com.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. For as long as I can remember, I took hearing for granted. I mean, I heard everything. But as I've gotten older, I noticed considerable hearing loss in both ears. I finally got tired of missing out on roughly half of conversations with colleagues during important business meetings, so I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. It's like night and day. I mean, this is high-tech stuff we're talking about here. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on all this world has to offer, call my friend Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids. Even if you were tested 3 or 4 years ago, you won't believe the advancement in the technology. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. 369-1321, or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
This is Brad Keselowski, driver number 2, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. Ever wonder what gives me a winning edge? A quick pit stop to check your tires can go a long way. Whether you're driving on the track or just on the road. Properly maintained tires handle better in all weather conditions and provide you with the safe stopping power. Do a safety check on your tread depth at home or go online and book a tire inspection appointment.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
It's 106 Desk. Is your KMZQ News Flash powered by DeCastroverde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas.
The Las Vegas Raiders wide receiver Henry Ruggs was involved in a DUI crash early this morning, just a little after 3:30 near the intersection of Rainbow and Spring Valley Parkway. A crash involving a Chevy Corvette and a Toyota RAV4. Ruggs remained at the site of the crash, and reports indicate that he did show signs of impairment. The person found dead in the Toyota has been unidentified. Ruggs' attorney said that they are conducting their own investigation in that incident. The Oakland A's appear to be focusing their attention on building their Southern Nevada ballpark on or near the Las Vegas Strip. The team has emailed the Las Vegas Aviators fans a relocation interest survey, which includes questions about locating a stadium on the Strip. The Aviators are the A's AAA affiliate. A's officials have made six trips to Southern Nevada since Major League Baseball officials gave them permission to relocate and take a look at their options. They visited more than 20 possible ballpark sites and say they'll reveal their top four choices sometime after the World Series finishes.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
The heaviest flows at the moment are through the construction zone downtown on the 515 freeway, eastbound at Main Street. Westbound 515 at Eastern, only two lanes are available both directions through there. No delays on the 15, the 95, or on the Beltway 215.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he followed through, the exact opposite.
Check it out.
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number 1. Time is running out. Number 2. Time is running out. Number 3. Time is running out. Number 4.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two, our new time slot, noon till 3 every day. Don't forget Wayne Allen Root coming up 3 o'clock. He'll go 3 to 6 right here on AM 670 KMCQ. The president has wrapped up his participation in the U.S. Climate Conference in Glasgow, Scotland. He held a news conference that lasted, I guess, about 40 minutes. And he is now going to be on his way to Air Force One and eventually on his way back to the United States. Joining us now, Kash Patel, the former chief of staff to the Department of Defense. He joins his website, fightwithcash.com. Cash, first of all, your impressions. I was so incredibly underwhelmed by not just the G20, but also what we've seen so far of this UN conference. What about you?
Hey, thanks so much for having me. It's great to be on radio here in Nevada, which is how I reside out of sometimes. So it's good to get out of the swamp and with some local Nevadans. What do I make of the failures overseas of G20 and climate change? I mean, I don't think we have enough time for it, but I'll just say this. Our biggest enemies, Russia and China, didn't even send their premiers. Putin and Xi stayed home. Mexico and Japan sent backbenchers, and we sent the president of the United States, who's supposed to be the leader of the free world. That shows you how much respect these countries and adversaries have for America now that Joe Biden is in charge. And then you have, of course, his failure to lead on national security measures. Instead, what he wants to lead on is climate change.
Wow. Wow. It's difficult to see that anything actually came out of this. Global minimum tax of 15%. But beyond that, was there anything of note that got passed at the G20?
No. What was of note, unfortunately, is, you know, as former chief of staff of the Department of Defense, President Trump placed a priority on America first and our national security and that of our allies. And what we did at the Department of Defense to execute this plan is issue these things called campaign plans. How do we take on China, Russia, Iran, space, submarine warfare, etc.? Joe Biden's Secretary of Defense just issued the first DOD campaign plan of their presidency. And do you know what it was on? Climate change. So the United States military's number one priority is climate change.
Wow. Did China or Russia have adequate excuses why they were not sending their principals?
Look, I'll try to analogize this. Maybe I'll fail. But, you know, when I was running the Russiagate hoax, the Russiagate investigation for Chairman Nunes on House Intel, which is brilliantly summarized in the Plot Against the President, the movie online, everybody was screaming, Russia, 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 for 4 years. And then we totally disproved it. And now they're screaming, COVID, COVID, COVID. Do we really think that our adversaries, Putin and Xi, are not coming to meet with Joe Biden because they care about COVID? That's absurd. They're not coming because they don't care about Joe Biden or the United States, for that matter, anymore. And that's the big takeaway. Unfortunately, and I was cheering for him. Look, you have to cheer for the President of the United States on the world stage when you're talking matters of national security. And unfortunately, he's just coming up short because he's taking his Q's and A's from the mob and the media instead of intelligence-driven meshing.
Have you seen the video? Fox came up with it, and they've been playing it like crazy. Nobody else seems to even care. And that is Joe Biden falling asleep during the G20, nodding off, nodding off before all these world leaders. That was amazing.
I mean, amazing is, I mean, I guess, you know, truth is stranger than fiction. Listen, I worked with President Trump. I was his deputy assistant to the president, led counterterrorism for him. I traveled across the country and around the world with him. That man never took a knee. There were times where I had to tell the boss I needed a break to sleep, and that man just did not sleep because all he did was work. And again, that's what you have. You have Joe Biden falling asleep on the world stage. And if President Trump ever did that, even if he closed his eyes for 30 seconds, the media would have excoriated him. And, of course, the media has given him a pass, but thankfully not you, because it's important to show whether or not our world leader is awake on the world stage.
Again, Kash Patel joining us, the former chief of staff for the Department of Defense. After 10 months of Joe Biden and being able to compare, essentially apples to apples, your thoughts on what you've seen from this president over the course of 10 months and how it compares to the previous 4 years under Donald J. Trump?
Look, I'm a national security guy, you know, and was so for most of my career, 16 years in government, and so I can speak to that. President Trump made it a priority to protect our southern border, and he told me flat out, Cash, wipe out al-Qaeda senior leadership, take out the emirs of ISIS, bring home American hostages, and let's crush Iran and make sure they never get a nuclear deal. Those were our priorities, and we executed that mission based upon intelligence that we had a credible belief to execute on. And we drove the military, our men and women in the United States military, towards those missions, and we steered our intelligence community to collect against those threats. That's what we did. I don't see any of that in this administration, and again, that's unfortunate because it hurts the U.S. It hurts America's security, and, you know, just look to the south and look at the Texas border, and, you know, unfortunately, it's a disaster.
We had the former president on this radio station yesterday, and one of the things that I came away from in the interview was that I think he's running. He keeps saying, you'll be real happy with my decision, and he leaves it at that. He won't be because of, you know, the FEC and all the hoops you got to jump through once you declare to be a candidate. Do you think he's running?
Well, I still talk to the former president quite often. He was a great president, and we've had conversations that I won't reveal between he and I. But I guess I'll echo his sentiment to say that you'll probably be pretty happy.
Now my question is: they are still coming after him, even though he's been out of office for 10-plus months. They're still coming after him. Will that ever go away?
No, because they don't. Just like they came after Devin Nunes, and they're coming after me. And they're coming after, you know, I got death threats after all the subpoena nonsense. You know, they're never going to stop coming after the person because they used to not do that. But they do that when they run out of subject matter to attack you on because they know they've failed in their mission. And that's when you got to fight back. And that's what I encourage your audience to do in a smart way. You know, get involved in local elections, council member offices, help to a fundraise, help people vote. But more importantly, you know, try to start initiatives like I started, fightwithcash.com with a K. Check out the website. I put all my content out for free so people can get educated on national security measures and intelligence issues and defense issues. And the other thing we're doing at Fight with Cash is, as you know, is everybody or too many people have been defamed and deplatformed by big tech and big media. And we're raising money on Fight with Cash to help people pay for their lawyers so they have their day in court, like I am having my day in court against Politico, the New York Times, and CNN, who I'm suing for defamation to clear my name. So we hope your viewers check it out, all at fightwithcashforthek.com.
Let me ask you, your vast background, I looked up your resume, and you're an amazing, amazing specimen. But I'm curious, what is it that keeps you up at night? What is it you worry about from a national security perspective for America? If it's not global warming, then what is it?
Well, it's not climate change, and it's not global warming, and that's not to say those are not issues of consequence. The EPA should be dealing with those. What keeps me up is China, Russia, their intelligence apparatus, and their continued interference in American national security. What they're doing against us in space is problematic for a million reasons we probably can't get into. What they're doing underwater, what they're doing around the world, for example, China and the South China Sea, what Russia is doing in Afghanistan and Africa in terms of mineral wealth exploitation. These are things that keep me awake because these are things that we kept them at bay at under President Trump. Also, we still have hostages out there that we haven't rescued yet. I don't know that there's a single priority in this administration to bring a single American hostage home. We still have Americans citizens stranded in Afghanistan. That probably keeps me awake more than most things because we ran an actual conditions-based withdrawal under President Trump that I was proud to lead, and no American soldiers died, and we had a plan in place. We weren't just going to evacuate like Joe Biden did. And those are some of the things that keep me up. There's probably a lot more, but that's what I can recall for now.
I know that the former president, whenever he's been out on the stump after leaving office, he always talks about the generals, and that don't look at those generals you see on TV. Those aren't the ones. Those are bad folks. Look at these other generals. Can you elaborate on that as far as the quality of our leadership in our military?
Look, I echo his sentiments, and I did an entire episode on my show, Cash's Corner, basically on Milley. Because I think Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the individual who's the highest decorated ranking uniform officer in the Department of Defense, has become the most political officer in contravention to the law because he is doing whatever the mob media wants him to do and not running the Department of Defense. He's coming out with campaign plans for climate change instead of campaign plans for Russia, China, and Iran. And so what President Trump was talking about is that too many of these generals have become political animals where they leak information to the media for the glorification of their own egos, and that's what he's talking about. And I saw it firsthand, and there needs to be a reckoning amongst those generals. And again, that can happen when you correct the media, but that's a whole bigger lift that requires all of your audiences to coalesce around and sort of fight back together with us so we can have a credible media again. I know that's almost an oxymoron, but I still have hope.
Cash, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it. And again, it's fightwithcash.com. Is it not? If folks want to reach out to you, if they want to help you.
Yeah, fightwithcash.com with a K. Check it out. Love the content on there and help out where you can. We'd love your support.
Cash, thanks so much. I appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks for being there.
There you go. Cash Patel joining us. He is the former chief of staff to the Department of Defense. We're running a little bit behind. Stay where you are. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs now through December 7th? There are big changes coming in 2022, including to Medicare Advantage, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Even if you've already enrolled, you need to know about these big changes coming in 2022. If your doctor has moved, retired, or you just feel out of sync with your present doctor, there are several new medical groups that are serving Las Vegas. And for you veterans, there are plans specifically designed to complement the care you receive from the VA. You don't have to drop one or the other. Your service to our country has earned you both. You can even pre-schedule your October review of your Medicare coverage. Just call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. That's 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. One more time slowly, 702-410-8020. That's Blue Sky Insurance. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Thank you. We're tuning in now to a press conference where a spokesperson for New Mail Medical Center is answering questions from the media. Take a listen.
Yeah. Many men have tried pills with no success, or they have had bad side effects. What makes New Mail any different?
Our treatments can work even when pills have failed. Next question.
What if someone is diabetic, has high blood pressure, or even had prostate surgery?
We've treated tens of thousands of patients just like that, and with great success. Next question.
And for men who don't have ED, can New Mail still help them be at their best?
New Mail offers low T treatments, peptide therapy, medically managed weight loss, even treatments for hair loss.
Call now at 702-919-0609 or visit online at numale.com. Call New Mail Medical Center at 702-919-0609. That's 702-919-0609. New Mail, the experts in men's sexual health.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
A gentle breeze blows across your face as you take a refreshing sip of water, appreciating the stillness of another morning fishing on the lake. The distant gurgle of a stream reminds you of days spent playing in the creek, the cool, clear water rushing between your toes. You love this time with nature, the feeling of putting everything on hold to connect with the world around you. Now, imagine it's all gone. No fish, no lake, no water. One of life's most vital resources, irreplaceably depleted. Time is running out to protect fresh water, and without our love, it can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our fresh water. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget, coming up top of the hour, real excited, Scott Hammond. He is following us to the noon to 3 slot. He's the state senator, Nevada District 18, and always good to have him on. He's been with us in afternoon drive, but he's going to move to middays with us, noon to 3, and I'm real excited about this. This is if you wonder why this move to noon to 3 is a very, very positive one for this radio program and for the radio station, I think, is it's going to give us an opportunity to bring you more live breaking news events, whether it's the governor and COVID-19 or whether it's the president in Glasgow, Scotland. Regardless of where it's happening around the world or here in the state of Nevada, we'll be able to go to it live. And it's something that just because of the time zone stuff that we just weren't able to do it. It was all happening earlier in the day. Well, we are now earlier in the day. For instance, this is important. We've had deadline after deadline after deadline after deadline, and we still don't have an infrastructure bill, a bipartisan infrastructure bill, or a human infrastructure bill. I always love that the way they just changed the branding. It didn't work. It didn't work as infrastructure, human infrastructure. So they changed it around. It's just, it's incredible what they're doing or what they're trying to do. Ro Khanna is a congressman from California and was on CNN last night. And they're talking about what comes next. This is cut three, by the way. This is cut three. Talking about what comes next on the Biden agenda bills.